This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump has ended the drama, signing a $900 billion pandemic relief package that will provide money to businesses and individuals, and it will avert a federal government shutdown. The AP's Mike Rossia with what this means for you.
Pandemic relief is on the way from Washington after President Donald Trump finally relented and signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package that passed the House and Senate by wide margins. Trump, who threw a monkey wrench into the works after congressional passage, demanding $2,000 relief checks, signed the legislation Sunday at his private club in Florida. The COVID legislation includes direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year, $120 billion in unemployment insurance, $25 billion for rental assistance to those who've fallen behind on their rent, and $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program for businesses hit hard by the pandemic.
The COVID-19 vaccine rollout is continuing.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was at a long-term care facility in Old Bridge.
Long-term care facilities across the entire nation and certainly here have been crushed by COVID-19. They have borne an outsized burden of this pandemic.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp at a long-term care facility in Gainesville announced extra incentive for getting the vaccine.
Each frontline worker who is vaccinated will receive a Waffle House gift card, and if that doesn't get you in line, I don't know what will.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities say they don't yet know why a 63-year-old man set off a Christmas Day explosion in Nashville. He was the only one killed. Three other people were injured. Actor Lori Loughlin is free from prison after serving time in a bribery scandal. This is AP News. Margie Zarletta's got more on Lori Loughlin's prison time.
Full House actor Lori Loughlin has been released from prison after serving a two-month sentence for her role in the college admissions bribery scheme. I'm Margie Zarletta with the latest. Lori Loughlin served her time at a federal lockup in Dublin, California. Her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, is serving 5 months at a prison outside Santa Barbara. He's due to be released April 17th. Loughlin and Giannulli had insisted for a year they were innocent before admitting in May that they paid $500,000 to get their daughters into the University of Southern California as recruits for the crew team. Neither girl was a rower. Nearly 60 people have been charged in the scheme.
Margie Zarletta reporting. China is lowering the age of criminal responsibility for serious crimes to 12 years old. It says it's trying to fight crimes committed by children. Children will now be able to be held criminally liable for homicide. I'm Rita Foley.